KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association All-Star Series wrapped up on Sunday with the final games. In the championship game, it was the large school's West squad building an 8-0 lead after three innings, and then they held off a hard-charging large school's East team for a 9-6 win in the title game. Eric Toole of Lewis Central and large school's West MVP Jake Yasinich of Dowling Catholic were a big part of building that lead, both with three hits. Toole scored twice and drove in two runs. Sinich also drove in a pair. Taylor Kaufman of Glenwood held the large school's East to just one unearned run in the first four innings to pick up the win before the large school's East was able to get to reliever Zach Larrison of Lewis Central for five runs in the fifth inning. In the consolation game yesterday, down 4-2 in the fifth inning, the small school's West team exploded for seven runs and was able to hold on for a 10-8 win to take third place in the Baseball Coaches Association All-Star Series. The small school's East was able to chase starter Jared Schoening with four runs in the sixth inning as they pulled within one and had the tying run on base in the seventh before Ethan Westfall of Martinsdale St. Mary struck out the final two hitters. Westfall's high school teammate Dylan Coates was named the small school's West MVP for homering for the second time in the series, scoring twice and driving in two runs on Sunday. Earlier in the weekend series, it was Small Schools East over the Large Schools West 2-0, and Large Schools East beating the Small School West 5-4 Saturday. On Friday, the Large School West beat the Large Schools East 8-0, while the Small School West squad beat the Small School East squad 12-6. And Thursday's opener saw the Large Schools East squad beat the Small Schools East 6-5, while the Large School West beat Small School West squad by a score of 8-4. Now to Major League Baseball, where the Boston Red Sox have regained sole possession of first place in the American League East by winning a marathon against the New York Yankees Sunday night. Josh Reddick singled home the winning run in the bottom of the 10th inning to give the Red Sox a 3-2 come-from-behind win over the Yankees. Reddick's walk-off hit came after David Ortiz drilled a ground rule double with one out. Yankees closer Mariano Rivera entered the bottom of the ninth with a 2-1 lead before Marco Scudero led off with a double, moved to third on a sacrifice, and scored on Dustin Pedroia's sacrifice fly. The outcome puts the Red Sox a game up on second-place New York. They're 2-10 against Boston this season. Elsewhere, Texas beat Cleveland 5-3 to keep its one-game lead over the LA Angels in the AL West as Elvis Andrews laced a go-ahead two-run single during a five-run eighth inning that erased the Indians' 3-0 lead. Michael Young reached the 2,000-hit plateau with infield singles in the fifth and seventh innings. In other American League action, Irvin Santana outdueled Felix Hernandez as the Angels topped the Seattle Mariners 2-1. Johnny Giovitella continues to swing a hot bat since getting called up from AAA on Friday. The second baseman led off a three-run fourth inning with a double and belted his first Major League homer in the fifth in Kansas City's 4-3 win over the Tigers. Giovitella is 5-for-11 in his first three games with the Royals. Josh Willingham's leadoff homer in the top of the 10th inning carried Oakland past Tampa Bay 5-4. Jake Peavy gave up just three hits over eight innings of the White Sox 7-0 whitewashing of the Minnesota Twins. And John McDonald had three hits and two RBIs, and Brett Lawrie hit his first Major League homer in Toronto's 7-2 waxing of Baltimore. In the National League, the San Francisco Giants managed to avoid a four-game sweep in the matchup of last year's championship series as Jeff Kepinger had four hits and the Giants ended Philadelphia's season-high nine-game winning streak with a 3-1 victory in San Francisco. The outcome allowed San Francisco to stay a half game up on second place Arizona in the West as the Diamondbacks were 4-3 winners against the LA Dodgers. The Pirates' ship continues to sink and the Brewers' stock continues to soar. The Pittsburgh 7-3 loss to San Diego is their 10th straight. Just weeks after looking like they might contend for the National League Central crown, the Bucs have fallen five games under 500 and 10 games behind the first-place Brewers. The Pirates completed an 0-7 stay at PNC Park against the Padres and the Cubs, two teams that were combined 39 games under 500 when the week began. Milwaukee posted a 7-3 victory over the Astros in Houston as Prince Fielder had three hits, including his 26th homers. Brewers have won 10 of their last 12. Also in the National League, second place St. Louis remains three games back of the Brewers in the Central race with an 8-4 victory over the Florida Marlins. Matt Holliday drove in three runs with a pair of two-out singles, and Albert Pujols blasted his 27th homer as the Cards completed their first four-game series sweep on the road since 2004. That four straight wins matched the Redbirds' longest win streak of the season. Cincinnati beat the Cubs 8-7, putting an end to Chicago's seven-game winning streak. Ryan Hannigan with a tie-breaking single off Sean Marshall in Cincinnati's two-run eighth inning, the difference. Chipper Jones hit a tie-breaking single in the ninth inning, and Atlanta held on to beat the Mets 6-5. And Jason Worth delivered a tie-breaking single in the eighth inning as the Nationals beat the Rockies 3-2. Milwaukee outfielder Corey Hart was out of the lineup with a bruised little finger on his left hand a day after he was hit by a pitch against the Astros. Athletic center fielder Coco Crisp sat out Oakland's game Sunday at Tampa Bay due to a right calf injury a day after stealing a career-high four bases. Chase Headley broke his left little finger while sliding Saturday night, and he was not in San Diego's lineup against the Pirates yesterday. The Padres' third baseman leads the club with 43 RBIs and a .292 average. The Reds placed Chris Heisey on the 15-day disabled list due to a strained left oblique that has prevented him from starting since August 2nd. Nationals pitcher Steven Strasburg struck out four and allowed a home run in 1 2/3 innings for single-A Hagerstown against Greensboro. It was the former number one draft pick's first competitive game since undergoing Tommy John surgery last September. In Pacific Coast League baseball on Sunday, the Iowa Cubs, a 6-1 winner over Sacramento. Fresno knocked off Omaha by a score of 7-3. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In college football news, Russell Wilson is not fazed by the hype created by his move to Wisconsin. Wilson said Sunday at the Badgers Media Day that he's not really worried about the pressure, despite being touted as the final piece to a national championship puzzle, or at the very least, a Big Ten Conference championship game victory. Wilson left North Carolina State after Coach Tom O'Brien wanted the three-year starter to be more committed to the program and participate in spring drills rather than play minor league baseball for the Colorado Rockies. The 5'11", 210-pound Wilson has already graduated from NC State, so he is eligible to play right away in 2011 without sitting out under normal transfer rules after picking Wisconsin over Auburn on June 27th. Wilson has only 1 year of eligibility remaining and also less than a month before Wisconsin hosts UNLV in its season opener on September 1st. Michigan coach Brady Hoke has redshirted receiver Daryl Stoneham and suspended punter Will Hagerup and receiver Terrence Robinson for the first four games of the season. Hoke made the announcement Sunday, the day before leading the Wolverines in their first preseason practice. Hagerup and Robinson violated unspecified team rules. Stoneham was sentenced in June to 2 years of probation for operating while visibly impaired. When Stoneham was a freshman in 2008, he was charged with operating a vehicle while intoxicated. Stoneham ended up in jail last summer because he didn't comply with terms of his probation. He started 25 games in three seasons. Hagerup was Michigan's number one punter last season as a freshman. Robinson has caught a total of two passes in two seasons. In NFL news, Tennessee Titans cornerback Courtland Finnegan is defending himself on Twitter, writing that he left training camp to deal with a personal matter and he isn't upset with his contract. Finnegan says he's spoken to coaches and teammates and will resume all things asked. He says his personal issues needed attention and will be back playing Monday when he will answer all the questions. Elsewhere, Giants top draft pick Prince Amukamara is expected to have surgery on his broken left foot and may be sidelined for up to 2 months. New York took the former Nebraska All-American cornerback with the 19th pick of the 2011 draft. Amukamara was injured in practice on Saturday after getting a four-year, $8.1 million contract on Friday following a week-long holdout. The Houston Texans have signed free agent linebacker Tim Dobbins. The 6'1", 246-pounder has played in 78 games with 16 starts since San Diego chose him in the fifth round of the 2006 draft. He was cut by Miami on Monday. In racing news, Brad Keselowski was able to win Sunday's Sprint Cup race at Pocono Raceway despite a broken left ankle. Keselowski grabbed the lead from Kyle Busch on the final restart late in the race and held on for his second win of the year. Busch settled for second, followed by Kurt Busch, Jimmy Johnson, and Ryan Newman. Keselowski reached victory lane just 4 days after he crashed head-on into a wall during a test session at Road Atlanta, causing the ankle injury. It was his third career Cup victory and first since he won at Kansas in June. Joey Logano was leading when the race was red-flagged by rain on lap 125. That caused a 1 hour, 40-minute rain delay. In golf news, Adam Scott fired a bogey-free 5-under-65 and walked off the 72nd hole with a four-shot victory at the Bridgestone Invitational. The Australian finished 17-under-par to capture his first World Golf Championship title. American Ricky Fowler and England's Luke Donald carded 66s as they end up tied for second place. It was the eighth win at Firestone for Scott's caddy, Steve Williams. He won seven times with Tiger Woods, who fired him last month. Woods shot an even par 70 and finished 12 over. Finishing tied for 37th place, it was Woods' first full tournament since the Masters in April. Also, Scott Piercy was the winner of the PGA's Reno Tahoe Open. He was one stroke ahead of Pat Perez. Piercy closed with a 2-under-70 for a 15-under total. And Jay Haas two-putted for birdie from 25 feet in the final hole to win the 3M Championship by one shot over Tom Lehman, Kenny Perry, and Peter Senior. 4-under-par 68 gives Haas his first Champions Tour victory in 2 years. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.